Blog Talk Radio.
We are the love of strangers that say a silent prayer. We are the love of mothers that taught our hearts to care. We are. We are the patience in the sacrifice of yesterday, the silence in between the breath of all the words we say. We are, we are.
Elohim, Oba is King, and we are all of these wrapped up in one. Thanks and honor for your presence here with me, King Obadele, also known as King Andre Teasdell, giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom. I honor the divine in you and those who have come before us and those not yet actualized by the spirit of truth. This is an interesting experience of mine, of which I observe that we are so involved in digging into our differences as though it is important, but individuality is. There's no question about it. Yet, every cell of your body has a place specific to its purpose, as well as every organ and every system. Your eyes are where they ought to be. so are your ears and your nose and your teeth. When it is not in proper alignment, there is an issue. And we are in an unusual experience of life. We are approaching a new cycle, entering into the 21 of the 2000s. Yes, 2021 is right around the corner. And the beginning of 2021, let's say it's a brand new experience. It has to be. Why not? For all that has happened should have clearly been a lesson. And every lesson is designed to receive of it the fruits of it, of which to nourish our soul energy and so much more. And this in and of itself is a blessing that cannot be described. And with that being said, we're going to open up our last program of, well, it's really not the last program. Nonetheless, let's do the Anabah Koach. That is the miracle prayer. Bring to you love, for we are one, we are many. In this being the season, of which there are so many reasons, the reason of passion comes to mind, that which is the force of the storm. The reason of passion comes to mind, that which is the thunder and the wind that motivates, that moves, that accentuates the power of that which is. Yet it is reason that we can look into the meadow and see the calm of a deer grazing, an ant looking up the leaf of a grass blade, looking even deeper. We can see the rustling of the leaves in the trees, the birds here and there. And if you are still enough, even in meditation, you will see the reason express itself in nature as the little chipmunks come out to forage, graze. Butterflies float in the air to settle on your shoulder, just to fly away, because in reason is peace. So when the harmony of these come together, we find the synthesis of a brand new era. That is what I see for our new beginning in 2021. Last year and this year, I chose to celebrate the Festival of Lights. Why? Because the story behind it is very impactful. You see, there was a king, Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes, who told those of culture to cease participation in their culture and discard it, for it has no worth. And be like me. You see, anybody who has that mindset is against your greater good. Why? Because creation is the manifestation of the expansion and fuller expression of the divine operation which has brought us all into being to celebrate that the temple that was once desecrated through revolt to that which should not be had to succumb to the truth, and the freedom is the celebration of Hanukkah. It's not just for the Jews, but it's for all people. Every indigenous tribe on the planet Earth. For the importance of your roots is something that the Honorable Marcus Mosea Garvey upon us. For a tree without roots is like a people without a future. That may not be a quote of his, but it comes pretty close. With that being said, I have shared that we will be entering into our reading from Choice, Path of Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness. And yes, darkness needs to be conquered. And you understand this. For that is why you are here. Now, before I step into that, I want to share that divine operation works in my life in a very interesting manner. I actually have in my possession a volume of holy books, composition of 23 volumes of a book called the Zohar. The Zohar is an amazing piece of literature because it goes deeper than anything I've ever seen. In my celebration of the Festival of Lights, I have been reading the Zohar, and many of the things that those of varying religions comes to a different perspective here in the Zohar. So I have allowed myself to be free in my temple of understanding and receiving the wisdom of the divine through it in many ways. Let me just tap real quick on what happened as far as the Zohar is concerned. This is a volume that is well over $200. And for some reason, somehow, this year, the Zohar ended up in my possession for under $50. And it is the English, the first unabridged English translation by an order is what I say. And I trust it as the truth. So I want to just share the first page of it so that you can capture what power is here. For the miracle prayer that was given to you, the Anabba Koach, is a prayer that reaches beyond time and space. So the Zohar, applying the power of the Zohar, Zohar is a book of great mystical power and wisdom. It is universally recognized as the definitive work on the Kabbalah, and it is also so much more. The Zohar is a wellspring of spiritual energy, a fountainhead of metaphysical power that not only reveals and explains, but literally brings blessings, protection, and well-being into the lives of all of those who read or peruse its sacred text. All that is required is worthy desire, the certainty of a trusting heart, and an open and receptive mind. Unlike other books, including the great spiritual texts of other traditions, the Zohar is written in a kind of code through which metaphors, parables, and cryptic language, at first concealed, but ultimately reveals the forces of creation. Now, those who have been on this journey with me know that I consider the Zohar, which is the first five books of the Holy Bible, and the Holy Bible itself, a living document, of which, as was explained here, of the Zohar, is also a kind of code. And I express this code through what I am calling the Bible BBAT. BBAT stands for to drink, and it is an acronym that goes as follows: Basic Insights Beyond Average Thought. This is what assisted me in the writing of my book, because it is the spirit of truth that leads us to greater insight than ever before. But let me finish this page of what the power of the Zohar is, and then we'll go into our reading of our book, The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness. For as it continues here, as electrical current is concealed in wire and cable before disclosing itself as an illuminated light bulb, the spiritual light of the Creator is wrapped in allegory and symbolism throughout the Aramaic text of the Zohar. And while many books contain information and knowledge, the Zohar both expresses and embodies spiritual light. The very letters I wanted to make sure that I was not muted because sometimes there's forces that are coming against us when we have not even the slightest notion. So always stay vigilant and aware as I continue. The very letters on its pages have the power to bring spiritual wisdom and positive energy into every area of our lives. As we visually scan the Aramaic text, the accompanying insight that appear in English, spiritual power is summoned from above, and worlds tremble as light is sent forth in response. Its primary purpose is not only to help us acquire wisdom, but to draw light from the upper worlds and to bring sanctification into our lives. Indeed, the book itself is the most powerful of all tools for cleansing the soul and connecting to the light of the Creator. As you open these pages, therefore, do not make understanding in the conventional sense your primary goal. Although you may not having knowledge of Aramaic before reading the English. Do not be discouraged by difficulties with comprehension. Instead, open your heart to the spiritual transformation the Zohar is offering you. Ultimately, the Zohar is an instrument for refining the individual soul, for removing darkness from the earth, and for bringing well-being and blessings to our fellow man. Its purpose is not only to make us intellectually wise, but to make us spiritually pure. With that being said, we will enter into the Aramaic of what is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. Abun dibushmaya nitka dishmak tete makutak nikwe sibiana aikana dibushmaya afbaar af ablan lakma dasunkana yomana washbuklan kalbain wakatahain I cannot kanan swakala haila bain. Wela tahlan lin suna. Ila patsan min pisha. Mitol talake malkutak. Wahila wateshbukta. La alam almin. Amen. Let us now go to India Ari. Before we enter into our text, for a prayer for humanity.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. This is my prayer for humanity. If you were with us previously, we were in the depth of the deepness of what the Tohar and the magic of translation in our book chapter called Interpretations, dimension of the word interpretations, of which we expressed the power of words, the influence and influential nature of words applied to people, and how words can be discovered to have a power within itself. And there are transliterations that are available that await us to capture. Like last week, there's a section here that says, therefore it is no coincidence that in returning to a biblical passage about communication and language barriers, the text transitions into the lineage, the names from Shem, which is one of Noah's sons, to Eber, with a coded meanings that is composed of these many words: rest, peace, comfort, renown, healer, or releaser, that breaks, that unties, that undresses or uncovers the other side or cross over. When decoding the many, we find the following, as stated earlier: the renowned healer or releaser that breaks, unties, or uncovers that which is of the other side over. And those are the names of the lineage from Noah to Eva before the Tower of Babel. Clearly says that the same energy force that said, let there be light, said of mankind that there is nothing impossible for them. So let us go down and confuse their language. So you see, we all were one from the very start. And people have yet to come to the fullness of understanding that and capturing that and recognizing the fullness of the power of what words are. Because even in our misunderstanding, the concept of the word in the beginning was the word. People don't capture it. And they don't go deeper. They are missing the point. So let us continue our reading. Find royalty to conquer darkness. Some of this was read in our last reading, but I will continue to read through. And it goes as follows. In many contextual interpretations, this references the word commonly accepted as Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, or the coming Messiah, as mentioned but seldom understood to be found in the Torah or the Pentateuch, which are the first five books of the Old Testament, commonly known as the revealing of creation. And I just share that with you, even with the Zohar, because the Zohar is expressed to be the internal aspect of a better understanding of spiritual wisdom and knowledge, where the Pentateuch is considered to be the external expression of that which is the divine operation of God itself. So, continuing in our reading, The Power of Choice, it reads as follows. There is, and has always been, a valuable message found beneath the surface of transliterated meanings. When you look deeper to decode meaningful encryptions, the sound current of words is more than influential. Sound currents are the energetic resonance of a living entity that brings life, or it can take it away. Our world is alive with sound. When science explores all that is in the realm of the non-physical, they discover an elusive sound energy that seems to be everywhere. Our world is full of currents from many dimensions, and sound currents, like electric currents, are just some of the dimensions we still have yet to fully explore. Those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, is conveying in this message. Another example of the truth of word dimension interpretation is the word influence, which is commonly used by many people everywhere without any serious thought. But this word has many faces. The study of electricity and physics, as well as the study of astrology, also uses the word influence. So physics, the overlap between physics and electrical and computer communications, the word influence is known as electrostatic induction. All human functionality builds upon the physics of electrical activity. Sidebar. Remember, I talked to you about the Zohar, and I read that small section at the beginning of the book, and you notice how it spoke also of the electrical current, that is the hidden, concealed aspect that you do not even see as it travels through the wires to illuminate a light bulb. So that is why we are here, to bring illumination. I shall continue the reading. All human functionality builds upon the physics of electrical activity. Simply put, your environment influences your behavior, and what surrounds you and grounds around the kind of attitude, character, and behavior that becomes the expression of who you are. To see your unique expression of the things that have made an impression on your life. Your attitude and behavior express where you have been, what you've done, and what others have done to you. In other words, the way people have treated you formed, developed, and structure your character, as well as the environmental influences impressed a being. Each of us are the composition of every influence from where we have been, etherically and physically, because no one lives unto themselves alone. Taking another pause from the book, just wanting you to know that the title of the book is The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Royalty to Conquer Darkness. In so sharing, you can find this through my website, www.kingsphilosophy.org, or you can look it up Amazon, which I have another book entitled Extraordinary Epiphanies of a King, which is a collection of thoughts that came from mid-air that I had to write out as the vibration translates itself through me into words that I put on paper, that even to this day I can go back and I still get insight and satisfaction from it. And please feel free to capture those for yourself. Now we shall continue our reading. Now watch this. Electrostatic induction is the redistribution of electrical charge in an object or body. Influence of nearby charges. When induction charges an object, the influence of the object or body creates the charge, not the contact with the charged object. The word induction means to influence without contact. I am sure you have heard it said, I just don't want to be around that kind of negative energy. Well, electrostatic induction is the distribution, modification, an electric charge upon a body under the influence of nearby objects that have an electric charge. Those electric charges are positive, negative, or neutral. So don't let nobody fool you. Sidebar again. Don't let nobody fool you that there's only positive and negative, because there's also neutral. And when we talk about dark energy and the outer space, and we talk about the ethereal, and we talk about the unified field, the measurements, positive and negative, have to balance one another. But there's neutral energy that has no charge. And there's a lot of that out there that is yet to be explored. But yet, those energy charges is a chosen aspect of the neutral charges that are out there. When influenced, it can go to the positive or the negative. But nonetheless, positive and negative charges must consistently balance. Let us continue our reading. Therefore, proper modification or change must be a necessary process of living, because we all need maintenance, change, and charge of our energies to maintain proper physical being, to properly maintain and balance our vibrations for peaceful interactions. I share this because I want you to know that without the energy of electricity, our bodies cannot function. For that matter, the entire universe as we know it would not exist. And we still have yet potential of electricity and its functionality. Mostly, all that we consider space in the cosmos is the composition of an ether known as plasma. Electromagnetic forces strongly influence plasma, and 99.999% of the visible universe is plasma. Yet, we do not hear of thunderbolts in outer space, but they too exist. Therefore, electricity is just another expression of this enormous thing called energy, or dare I say, electricity is but merely a sub-expression of the infinite expression of God. It must be clear by now that there is far too much knowing outside the common concerns of our human experience. But I am compelled to expound on what may aid in better understanding this complex dimension of the knowing, discovery of the mass utilization of electricity on Earth by man is less than 100 years of this writing. This knowledge is the combination of knowing many things on several levels, which is still primitive in comparison to what energy can do and has done over the billion plus years of Earth's presence in this galaxy. But know that long before this planet had any conceptualization that man would be here, the use of electrical energy is definite. So, the usefulness of electrical energy far surpasses anything humanity shall ever know. The truth of divine operation does not require our acknowledgement of its existence to perform supernatural phenomenon to create the all. Because we are only borrowed energy that borrows energy and resources it. We are only authorized through the word to invoke or summon our desires from the formless to create form. I'm going to read that again. I hope you captured that. So, the usefulness of electrical energy far surpasses anything humanity shall ever know. The truth of divine operation does not require our acknowledgement of its existence to perform supernatural phenomenon to create the all, because we are only borrowed energy that borrows energy and resources it. We are only authorized through the word to invoke or summon our desires from the formless to create form. Let us hear from Michelle Williams. Fire.
To grow, oh, and listen for what you say. I lay down my
it not written in your law, I have said you are gods? John 10:34. Therefore, we must first accept the fact that we all are co-creators with the all that is all. In doing so, we will better understand and decide to accept that galactic and intergalactic plasmas are only some of the essential key factors in the establishment of a unified field in which all things function in divine order. It is this collaboration with sound, vibration, and frequency that comprises both the physical and the non-physical real manifestation into our all as one reality with many integrated components of significant magnitude. The significance of this alone is more than reasonable in seeing the importance of electricity throughout the entire cosmos. This interconnectivity of all things is the one unified field. Our goal should always be focused upon maintaining the proper balance of all within our power, and then relate accordingly. However, it's like a double-edged sword, dismembering all who fall prey to fallacies against the light of truth. It is this sort of meddling from the negative influence of darkness upon humankind that has only brought higher levels of confusion to produce twisted concepts of thought into the unseen magnetic fields. And these electric currents, only to delude the truth. With this said, let us continue. Now, there are only three positions for electric charge. They are positive, negative, or neutral. None of these can hold the same place as another. Each must have its own space and place for balance. Hence, it follows that light and darkness cannot occupy the same space at the same time, since only the absence of light can be measured. But true darkness is of an immeasurable abyss. However, the depth of this understanding is not fully comprehended by anyone because total darkness cannot be measured, nor could anyone see. How? Because sight requires light. So, concerned about who you allow in your space, if you wish to maintain a balanced place. Our hour is upon us, my family. And with that being said, I want to say I love you. I'm here for you. Send your comments to kingtdell@gmail.com or go to www.kingsphilosophy.org and hit me up there. You will link with the Souls of Life Society. And we close tonight with Jay Moss, because I've come to a place of recognizing I've got to step out on my theories, because everybody else has already done what they can do, and it has never been enough, not from what I can see. So Kingology is real, and I'm not afraid no more.
Pajam Thriller.
Not gonna be afraid no more. Fear don't live here no more. Not gonna be afraid no more. Pain just walked out the door. That spirit ain't here with me. God didn't put that in me. But the spirit of power and love and of sound mind, sound mind. Waking up every day thinking what I'm gonna pay with the money I made. Thinking what I'm gonna say when the wife asks me where the money we save. Using loot from the gas bill to pay the rent. More loot from the light bill I spent. Don't wanna get the phone 'cause it just keep ringing.
nobody's listening. A lot of views got me all confused, and I really don't know what to think. We got conservatives, liberals, activists, spiritual hypocrites on the brink. No offense. One nation's deadly call results in another nation's fall. People ain't got time, too much on the ground. We gon' let it go, trust God, let them know.
Let it go.
Yeah, let it go.